Agenda item number one, discussion and possible action on the Jonah Water Special Utility District Contract Revenue Bond Series 2007 and 2008 Redemption by Jim Forte, Planning and Development Manager.
I'd like to start by giving you some background. Most of you are aware this is Williamson County. The colored areas represent the CCNs, as we call them in the industry. It's actually the Certificate of Convenience and Necessity. And every retail water provider in the state receives a CCN from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. And what it does, it defines the area that they can serve. And you can see these municipalities, usually that CCN is their city limits initially. And you can see Jonah, who is the subject of what we're going to be talking about this morning, the area that their CCN, about 20% of the entire land area of Williamson County is covered by their CCN. What will happen eventually as these cities grow and annex property, they will actually have municipal jurisdiction over some of the SUD CCN, and you get entered into some interesting issues with regard to utility service and that type of thing. But again, we're going to focus on Jonah. In 2004, we bought the East Williamson County Regional Water Plant from the city of Taylor. Taylor was in the need to expand their retail water system as well as expand the plant, and they could not take on both, so we were fortunate to be able to work a deal with them to acquire that plant. About 2 years later, we added Jonah Water Sud as a customer. They take delivery at Circleville. Jonah had traditionally been on groundwater, but was seeking additional sources, and we were very happy to sell them treated surface water out of the East Williamson County plant. To expedite Jonah's expansion of their distribution system, we cooperated with them in issuing three different series of bonds, two of which we're going to deal with today. Jonah is in the process of expanding their system again. We'll be going out with a combination new money and bond redemption series that they will issue on their own credit. The three transactions we did for them were essentially contract revenue, where even though they're responsible for all the debt service and payments of those bonds, we actually issued them on their behalf. Their new money deal will be issued on their own, and in doing so, they'll redeem the 2007-2008 series with proceeds from this new transaction, and actually will save money on those two transactions by the lower interest cost these days compared to 2007-2008 when those two issues were issued. So I have a rather lengthy resolution, and unless anybody has any questions. Yes, sir.
So we issued the bonds on their behalf, and they're redeeming them. So they're essentially taking us out of the bonds, and they'll be issuing their own bonds.
Yes, they'll give us proceeds from this new money issue. We will pay off the bonds. We'll give that money to our paying agent. We'll pay off those bonds, remove them from our books. Again, they were never a financial liability or obligation in the BRA. They're always 100% of the cost. Matter of fact, they actually paid us a fee
sure
when those two transactions were issued to handle the paperwork and that type of thing.
Got it.
Yeah. And then there's one series left, 2012, Chuck?
2010.
They're not refunding those right now or redeeming those right now because they're not callable yet. But the 2007-2008 had 10-year calls, and they're both callable right now.
Any more questions? Read your resolution, please.
Again, this is going to be a long one. Jonah Water Special Utility District Resolution calling bonds for redemption and other matters relating to Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bond Series 2007 and 2008, parentheses, Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, close parentheses, the State of Texas, colon, Brazos River Authority, colon, whereas Brazos River Authority, the authority or the issuer, was duly created and is lawfully operating under Chapter 8502, Texas Special District Local Laws Code as amended, the Act, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas, and whereas the Jonah Water Special Utility District, the district is a duly organized and existing special utility district pursuant to the Constitution and laws of the State of Texas, particularly Chapter 65, Texas Water Code as amended, and whereas the district has previously executed a treated water services contract with the authority for delivery of treated water from the East Williamson County Regional Water System, and whereas the authority and the district heretofore entered into the Brazos River Authority hyphen Jonah Water Special Utility District Water System Facilities Installment Sales Contract, the contract, dated as of April 15, 2007, as amended, with respect to the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the district, of certain water system facilities, the project, as described and defined in the contract, and whereas the contract is hereby referred to and adopted for all purposes, the same as if it had been set forth in its entirety in this resolution, and whereas pursuant to the contract, the authority heretofore issued its Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bonds, Series 2007, Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, and Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bonds 2008, Jonah Water Special Utility District Water Supply Project, collectively the redeemed bonds, for the purpose of acquiring by purchase and construction a portion of the project, and whereas the district has requested the authority to redeem prior to maturity all of the callable maturities of the redeemed bonds and agreed to provide the authority with funds sufficient to do so, and whereas pursuant to such request, the Board of Directors of the Authority has determined to call for redemption prior to maturity all of the callable maturities of the redeemed bonds, and whereas the district will, on or prior to the respective redemption dates, deposit cash with the paying agent slash registrar for the redeemed bonds in an amount sufficient to pay such redemption price for the redeemed bonds. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority, colon, Section 1, Recitals. The Board of Directors of the Authority hereby incorporates the recitals set forth in the preamble hereto, as if set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that such recitals are true and correct. Section 2, Authorized Officer. The General Manager slash CEO and or Chief Financial Officer of the Authority is hereby designated as the Authorized Officer of the Authority, is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated as the officer or employee of the authority, authorized to act on behalf of the authority in carrying out the procedures specified in this resolution. Section 3, Redemption and Notice of Redemption. Parent A, close parentheses. It is hereby found and determined that the redemption of the callable maturities of the redeemed bonds is advisable and necessary in order to eliminate a portion of the debt of the authority associated with the project. The callable maturities of the redeemed bonds are subject to redemption at the option of the authority, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to cause all of the redeemed bonds that are subject to redemption to be called for redemption on the earliest practical dates following the receipt of the funds, therefore, from the district at a redemption price of par plus accrued interest to the date fixed for redemption. The authorized officer is further authorized to enter into and execute on behalf of the authority an escrow or deposit agreement with respect to the redeemed bonds with Wells Fargo Bank, comma, and period A period, comma, the repaying agent for the redeemed bonds, substantially in the form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes thereto as shall be approved by the authorized officer, with escrow or deposit agreement, which escrow or deposit agreement will provide for the payment in full of the callable maturities of the redeemed bonds, parent B, close parentheses, The paying agent for the redeemed bonds is hereby directed to issue the appropriate notices of redemption as required for the redeemed bonds and to make any other appropriate arrangements so that the redeemed bonds may be redeemed on the redemption dates.
So, as required by bond counsel.
Yes. Chuck Kobdish, by the way, in the back of the room. That's it.
Any questions? No. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Dallas?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.